There's a national push to get more people into careers in science, math, engineering, and technology. One thing that helps in that effort is hands-on experience, which some local students received during the tater toss at Southeastern Community College. The name's deceiving. There were no taters, and there was no tossing. Instead, teams from school districts from across southeast Iowa launched clay balls across the gymnasium using homemade catapults. Keokuk High School's team won the distance contest using a catapult powered by 40 large rubber bands. Junior Tyler Claiborne points to the evidence of the win, a large clay ball flattened against the wall on the other side of the gym, some 40 feet in the air.
We actually shot the first one, it hit the wall stuck on there, and then we shot the second one, and 2 inches apart it hit that and knocked the other one off.
In fact, the catapult was so powerful it snapped its own base in half. Keokuk High also won the award for most innovative design for using rotating pieces and materials other than wood. Claiborne says many of the parts were made using a 3D printer.
We had like literally a collection of at least 5 different things that we've printed that took like an hour a piece and they didn't work. And so we eventually got it and did what we needed to do to get it done.
Claiborne says the team used its experience in robotics to build the catapult. Southeastern Community College spokesperson Jeff Ebbing says innovative thinking is the goal of an event like this.
To work through those things that sometimes might just be in theory or on paper out of a book, it's not as applied, and they can see how what they're doing works.
Ebbing says the college has some new ideas for the next tater toss, and it's also looking for other opportunities to incorporate science and math education into friendly competitions. I'm Jason Parrott, Tri-State's Public Radio News.